4PXB Mobile.
Hello. Good morning. This is N0TR Mobile.
Morning. Good afternoon, sir. How are you today on this windy and blustery day?
Well, this is Tom, and I'm cold like everybody else. Let me turn my radio down here, Lloyd. Oh, shoot. We're just leaving Ingalls, where we bought some Kleenexes and what else? Oh, some donuts. Always going to have their twist donut with a little chocolate on it. Headed back towards the QTH.
Yeah, the tractor wheels from Krispy Kreme's my favorite donut. I'd take that over a glazed donut any day. And I don't need all the fat and extra stuff from an eclair, but those definitely, those two are my favorite.
I like that donut place down here in Taylor's. What's the name of it? Oh, it's right there by the 7-Eleven, right in the middle of Taylor's. And, boy, there's Asian people, and they make some of the finest donuts I ever ate in my life. Glad Donuts or something like that, isn't it? And it's just a little place. You just turn into the 7-Eleven there, or that street there, and it's about half a block off of Wade Hampton. But they put so much of that dang icing on it. I'm like you. I don't like it too thick. And then you can get them injected with, what's that stuff you like?
Bavarian cream.
Bavarian cream or about four or five different things. And I don't like that. I just like a Long John with a little bit of chocolate coating on it. But these things here are kind of like you twisted them in a circle. And and then they got just a little bit of chocolate on them from Ingalls. And I really like them. And Bernice likes the one that's got the, looks like Bavarian cream in the center of it. But a cup of coffee and that's headed our way, Lloyd. How's your day going?
Thank you. I'm out to return a computer that did a reload and clean up on. And then I'm getting lunch on the way. When I was in high school back in, you know, in the 80s, my history teacher actually owned Krispy Kreme's donuts, Glenn Reese. And so we always had donuts pretty much multiple times during the week.
Memorable. I got in trouble just because I crawled out the band room window at activity period and went across the street. And I come walking back down the sidewalk, and my English 4 teacher spotted me. And I was back on time before activity period was over. I don't know what her gripe was, but we never got no donuts.
Now they really have a fit about kids leaving school now. I guess for their safety's sake, because there's a Dollar General not far from Malden High School, and they've got staff and an SRO sitting there now to keep the student from going in there. I guess because the students that just don't come back.
A Dollar General?
That's where during the kids' break when they go to the on their lunch period, they'll actually leave the campus grounds and they'll go to a Dollar General to get food or whatever, and then that or probably get the energy drinks and stuff that's not good for them. Then they'll try to make it back to school.
In the old days, we could go across the football field and go over to Bob's Grill or the Coney Island and get you a burger basket, which was a hamburger and french fries and a drink for 39 cents. I think the drink might have cost you an extra dime. But I don't believe you can buy it for that anymore.
But you definitely would not get much for 30 to less than 50 cents.
Friend Patrick said that him and Gary went into KFODOS and him went into, what was his name, Five Guys the other day. And for a hamburger and a drink and no french fries, for two people, it was $36. Arg.
It's ridiculous, man. That's just hard to imagine. $36 for two people without fries. Man.
It's enough of drinks, and I don't know. Somebody said they cost $3 or $4 now. I don't know. We don't eat out that often, but, you know, we ate at Golden Corral there a couple of days ago, and that's the first time we ate out in several months. And it was $9.89 with our senior discount and got a marvelous meal there. It's just past Blackstock Road there. And beautiful salad bar. And then I had catfish and some of that popcorn shrimp, mashed potatoes and gravy, some carrots, cooked carrots. And what else did I have? Green beans. And a drink, a Sprite, and $9.89. I think both of us, it was $21 for a meal like that. And I give the little gal that waited on us, she kept that drink filled up all the time, and I give her a nice tip, and she was tickled to death, because most people in Golden Corral don't leave tips.
Yeah, one day last week, we were going to go to Golden Corral, and my daughter's four. And they still would charge you a buffet for a four-year-old of $14. Going, no. Really? If you don't have a kid, and the lady said no, so I didn't even stay to even ask them for a separate menu to prove that. But it was just, I didn't get it.
Ridiculous. I think I'd let her eat off my plate. I'm not cheap, but I don't like to be cheated either. But we was really pleased. And they usually have a nice selection of your main, whatever they call it, dishes there, you know, and the catfish. I'm assuming it was catfish. It was fish. And the popcorn shrimp and all was just really great. And they had and I even had some macaroni and cheese with that. All for $9.89. You just can't beat a deal like that in this day and age. Heck, we go into McDonald's, it's more than that, Lloyd. It's crazy what prices have gone to. We went to the post office today, so the wife said she wanted to drop by Aldi. They had 70% and 30% hamburger, which she likes to use for summer sausage. It's got a little more fat in it, which she doesn't make all the time. For $2.39 a pound, both stores completely sold out.
When people see good deals like that, they jump on it. And that was one of the biggest issues when COVID was going on, that people were buying an excessive amount of stuff and not leaving anything for anybody else.
There's no doubt about that. COVID was a bad time for everybody. But Walmart was $3.39 for the same stuff. And then today we looked at it at the other Aldi store there in Greer, and it was another dollar higher. It was $3.39. But we got plenty of hamburgers. She just wanted to buy it to have to make that sausage with. And boy, that summer sausage is far uptown, let me tell you. Well, Lloyd, we're approaching the QTH and going down the big hill, so I'll say 73. You have a good day and, most of all, a safe day. This is NGRLTR Claire with your final.
All right, sir. Please, you and your wife have a great day and a safe one. It's KO4PXV.